You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Well, if you are going to be out voting today, you might want to do it early before the grid goes down.
So tell me about this that you've been threatening for
this
a few
has been
days.
Going on the news the past week, Dom. Apparently, they're supposed to have a lot of terrorist attacks today. Al-Qaeda is coming in. And then Russia is going to take down our grid.
How are they going
to
do that?
A lot of cyber attacks today to lose power, which will take down the polling places and cause chaos in the election process.
Not cool, Putin.
Well, it's already after 9 o'clock on the East Coast. The polls have been open for a while. There's nothing going on.
The day is young.
Is it one big grid that I just have never seen, or is it like a whole bunch of little grids?
One big grid. The whole grid's going down.
You know, if Russia is going to hack into our system, you'd think that they could do something about all of the student debt that people have. And screw all the election stuff.
So,
help out with some of that.
So there's one grid that will go down, and then what did you tell me yesterday?
I think the major metropolitan areas.
What did you say that it would take 3 days for what?
For everything I keep seeing, 3 days before all the grocery stores in the U.S. are completely depleted. Or in your state or local municipality.
So if the grid goes down,
you got 3 days worth of food in the grocery stores before it's gone.
Oh my God, I would think
for everybody.
3 hours.
So my suggestion is just go stock up on some beans right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go fill up your car with gas.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a full tank.
I did that.
Get some water.
Yeah.
And some ammunition. And enjoy your election day.
Basically, watch an episode of The Walking Dead to prepare yourself.
And prepare, yes.
I don't own a firearm.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well.
Well, maybe
well,
a,
good,
you have
because
a,
Hillary would have taken them from you
Do you have
anyway.
A slingshot or a bow and arrow
I have
or anything?
A pellet gun, I believe, somewhere hidden in my storage room.
Well, it's better than
and
nothing.
And it's about 35 years old and
you're
has
just,
not been
it, you're
maintained.
Just gonna, you're going to piss somebody off you if you hit them with that.
Unless I aim right for their eye.
You should go over to
my
Jeremy's.
Eye! Did you just hit me in the eye?
Jeremy, are you accepting any people off the street?
Nope. I've got my moat dug and everything's boarded up, so don't even bother coming by.
No,
I got
just
cannons.
To say hello.
I got cannons just, and weather balloons, all sorts of stuff for a snack.
What time is this grid going down?
I don't know, Dom. This is all speculation. Uh-huh. But
oh my God,
it could happen today. Just if you see something, say something.
This is adorable. So kids today now know what Y2K was like.
Right.
If you have one of those types of parents, if you have a Jeremy parent, you are going to be eating cans of beans and tuna fish.
Just make
for the
sure
next
you have
a
can opener. All right.
Oh man.
Don't forget the can opener.
The Y2K scare is legendary for how silly that got.
Oh,
there was
a
particular radio host here in town that I would listen to on my way into work, and he every night was warning people. He goes, this is for real. He goes, everything is going down.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, it will be chaos. And he was spent 6 months telling everybody, this is the end of the world.
Jeremy's hero. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
And not a
dang thing. So I'm sure nothing will happen today.
Here's what I'd like to throw out there. I was thinking about these candidates who are running for office. And if you've looked at your ballot, you've seen there's what, like 12, 15 people running for president, something like that. And then you've got all these other people who are running for various positions. And then you've got, you know, all these other ballot issues. But think about the people running for office and what kind of person it takes to run for office. I think we've all agreed on the show, none of us would want to do it because we just don't want people digging into our background at all.
Well, and Jeremy and I like naps a lot.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That wouldn't work.
So we were wondering if our listeners have ever been elected to anything. And I'll go first.
Okay.
I was elected student council vice president.
Nice.
Cooper High School.
That's like
VP.
Legit.
And I did have to campaign for it. I mean, you have to put up posters. Mm-hmm. You've got to give a speech in front of the, you know, the student
hand out
body.
Flyers
did
and
you
pins.
Run like with somebody who was already going to be president? Or
no, each person runs. Like various people ran for president. It was just me and one other guy running for vice president, Mike McGoy. And I took Mike McGoy out.
Nice.
How come you didn't want to be president?
Too much pressure?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just suited perfectly to be vice president, I think. So anyway, so we all ran for that office. So I can say that. Anybody, Jeremy, you were the...
I was vice president of the 4x4 Club, Bear Creek High School, class of 1998. Hoo-wah.
Yes.
rugged AF.
Yeah.
Well, so we could ask you the same question. Why didn't you run for president?
I don't know. Because my buddy and I kind of formed it, and it was kind of more him with the idea. So he's, I just let him
because
be
he had the bigger pog, and he
I
won.
I still got all.
Well,
the
there's only six
too,
people. I mean,
no, there was easily 20, 25 guys.
Bow down.
It's pretty epic.
Bow down.
We were in the homecoming parade and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Emily, you've been elected to anything?
Absolutely. I started off my political career as the recorder of Chatfield Senior High, Thespian Troop 4126. And then I moved on in greater years to the president.
Nuh-uh.
Absolutely. I think I did that mostly just by force, though, because I talked to all nine geeks that were in the club. And I was like, you guys, I'm going to be president next year, okay? And they're like, okay.
Chris with a K just walked in the room. I forgot that she was elected Miss Mighty Mopar.
I was a car chick.
Awesome.
Yeah, Mopar being like Dodge, we would have Chrysler dated. Products.
Whoa.
We would have I would have been out. Under the car with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Under the hood.
Under the car.
All right, here we go. We're going to let's talk to Karen on line one. Hey, Karen, ever been elected anything?
Yes, I have. In fifth grade, I was elected president of the I Hate Mrs. Hall Club.
What is that?
What was Mrs. Hall's deal?
That? Our fifth grade teacher, we just could not stand her. So we met in the playground by the tennis courts. We even had dues of like a nickel to pay for our snacks. But, we just sat there and vented about what an awful teacher she was.
That's terrible.
You guys were like the original plastics. You were like the first mean girls.
They had little t-shirts that said Miss Hall with the circle and the line through it.
What did Mrs. Hall ever do to you?
I'm sure there was quite a list. I wish I would have kept it.
Put it in your burn book.
Well, you got us off to a good start, Karen. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, poor Mrs. Hall.
Here's Lauren. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So have you been elected?
I wasn't personally elected. It was my husband, but we were both in the ping pong club in high school, and
Epic.
He was president of the ping pong club.
Oh my God, you married him?
He's got his little shorty shorts on.
He had some skills.
He's got fast hands.
Let me ask you, do you guys still have a ping pong table in your house today?
No, and I was terrible. It was just some sort of, on Tuesdays, you could be in a club at school, for an hour. Yeah. And there were all sorts of clubs, different games and stuff. But one was the ping pong club.
That's pretty good.
I hope that's on your resume.
A lot of ball jokes, I would imagine, too.
That should be, I think it should be on your profile on Facebook or something. when it's the about, you're like, and I married the president of the ping pong club.
You're the first lady of ping pong.
I am. I'm Mrs. Ping Pong.
Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
It's pretty fun to say.
And my sister... at one point, she and her husband moved from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with a million and a half people. They moved from that to a town of 400 people. That's it. And if they'd been there for about, 2 years, he ran for, instead of mayor, they called it the president because it was a village. And he was elected.
Oh,
right?
My.
So I get this call from my sister, and her first words out of her mouth, she goes, I'm the first lady.
That's pretty dope.
That's so cool.
I was like, shut up.
You were just jealous.
I kind of was. Here's Megan. Hi, Megan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So have you been elected before?
I was. I was president of my college theater fraternity.
Hey!
Theater chicks are
hot.
Yeah. Randy, too.
A really strong term to legitimize it because it was a required course as part of being a theater major, but we tried what we could to make
it
legitimate.
Yeah.
Theater chicks are kind of loose,
Everybody
though, aren't
they, Megan? Theater is. Everybody is. Kinda theater.
Like, Megan will probably back me up on that, aren't they, Megan?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Tell him anything.
You have a great day, okay?
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thespians do it on stage.
Here's Tanya. Hello, Tanya. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So tell us about your election.
I was elected as secretary for FBLA my senior year in high school.
What is that?
Future Business Leaders of America.
Okay.
They're in charge of a lot of snack shacks.
Anything else?
I was Tiny Tot Queen when I was a year and a half or year old.
I like that better.
For Hog Days in Kiwani.
You should have led with that.
That's, yeah.
That's what you
want. I mean,
right,
FBLA
there
is nice, but if you were the Tiny Tot Queen for Hot Dog Days.
That's what you hang your hat on right there.
What happens at Hot Dog Days? I mean, besides the obvious.
Well, I was in a parade, and I had a sash, and
oh man, you
I don't know really what I did.
Well, what else goes on at Hot Dog Days, though?
Well, it's Hog Days.
Oh, Hog Days.
Oh, I thought it was Hot Dog Days.
Oh, Illinois.
Before the hot dog.
Yes.
Hog Days. Okay.
All right.
That's not as good as Hot Dog Days, but still nice.
Did you ride a pig? Yeah. Did someone put you on a pig?
Put a sash on a pig.
Did anybody put lipstick on a pig? Listen, you have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Look at all our listeners have been elected. Here's cool. Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
So tell us your claim to fame, my friend.
Well, not only did I get elected, but I also got impeached, so I'll get to that. But so in third grade, we had a friend named Brian. He used to hate when we called him B, so we decided to make a club called the Bees, and they elected me as the president. And we organized important things like who would get to go to the bathroom first and what activities we would do at recess and stuff like that. But anyways, long story short, I got impeached for flirting with girls. The last I ever participated in.
Well, if you got to go out, that's the way
did
to
you,
go out.
Did you stand up in front of the student body and say, I did not share my chocolate milk with that girl, Ms. Lewinsky?
In my heart, I did, but I was.
You made my day. Have a great day, Peter.
Yeah, you too, guys. Take care.
See ya.
Apparently, girls can be the downfall of these.
Yeah.
You know, I bet it was a theater chick.
Officials.
I bet it was a theater chick.
Was.
And that was a theater chick. Here's Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hi, how you doing?
You were elected to what?
I was elected student body president in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. The power.
Yeah.
Did you rule with an iron fist?
Oh, I did. And I had the best campaign slogan, though. Oh,
let's hear it.
It was, milk may do the body good, but Nick will do your student body better.
Nice.
Did you wear like a little tie and have like a briefcase and a little pinstripe suit?
That's so good.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
I love it. Nick, thank you for it. You have the campaign slogan even, so you get bonus points. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Time for one more. Here's Kathy. Hello, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Look, aren't you impressed that all of the listeners who Dom, Emily, and Jeremy have been elected to so many different offices?
It is amazing.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
What do you got?
I was elected president of the Latin Club.
Yes.
Oh,
right
on.
Kathy. I know. We got to wear togas, have toga parties.
Wait, togas?
Around our head.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. You're going to laugh, but I was in the Latin Club for 1 year at Cooper High School after I learned Britannia Est Insula, and we had a toga party as well. So.
Oh, you know, good old Romulus and Remus. Yep.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking Latin, like, do the salsa,
No, different land.
No, like she said.
Not sexy at all.
Britannia Est Insula.
The only thing I really remember is, in nomine Patri, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, amen.
Did you just curse on our show?
What does that mean?
No.
It means you should have been in the other Latin club.
I think so.
Who wants to dance?
Oh, Kathy, have a fun day, okay?
You too. Thanks a lot.
J-Lo Latin club.
I get it. Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony club.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.